Okay. All right, we are on, I would call it the bottom of Mem Beis, but it's sort of like the top of Mem Beis. But, okay, a lot of interesting stuff to discuss today. We'll see. Okay, I'm a Rav. So we're kind of continuing with some of these interesting anecdotes. Ma dichsiv yata ben adam aselecha kli gola. Zu ner v'ka'ara v'shatiach. So what does it mean when the pasuk says in Yechezkel, you, a person, make yourself kelim for exile? Like, what are the things a person needs to take with them if they're going into Golis? So it says, Rabbi Ami, in the name of Rav, that's a candle, a plate, and a shatiach, a mat. Rash says, or la'achol alav, a placemat, I guess we would call it. Okay, bechoser kol. What does it mean that a person can be like lacking everything? Because we'll say the opposite, and the pasuk will say that tachas shalavat as Hashem lukaka b'simchat tuv levav meirov kol. Right, the pasuk says in Tavucha that you didn't serve Hashem with simcha. Why? Because you had too much. You had everything you needed. So the opposite is in situation where the Torah talks about a person having choser kol, losing, not having everything. So what does that mean? So I'm Rabbi Abi, I'm a Rav, below ner, below shulchan. Person doesn't have a candle, person doesn't have a table. Chista amar, below isha, person doesn't have a wife. Rishesh is amar, below shamash. Shesha says, without a servant. So that's like, everyone depends on your level of need, but the thing of missing something being missing everything, not having a servant, that wouldn't be necessary in my example, right? But for some people, not having a servant. Rav Nachman Amar Belo Deya. Right, so Rav Nachman says, if you're lacking knowledge, okay, Tana Belo Melach Belo Revav. So others explain, without salt and without Revav. Revav is like some type of oil, something to eat. You have bread, let's say, but you don't have anything to put on it, right? So it's you're lacking. You don't have enough. Okay. Amar Abaye, Naktinan ein ani ela bedeya. So Abaye says, we've learned that there's no such thing as an ani. You're only an ani in your mind, basically. Okay. The Ma'arava Amre, in Eretz Yisrael, they say, the Dabe Kulabe, the Lo Dabe Mabe. Look at the Mefarish, the Dabe Kulabe. It says, Mishi Yesh Bo Das, Ki Mishi Yesh Bo Hakol. She'enu Nechzar Klop. Right? So the Dabe, someone who has it, they have everything. Kulabe. Dabe Kulabe, the Lo Dabe Mabe. But if you don't have Das, so then you can have it, you have all kinds of other stuff, but if you don't have das, you're not going to know how to use it, so it's not going to, it's like you have nothing. And the kane ma chaser, the lo kane ma kane. And again, a person who acquires das, look at the Mefarish, da kane ma chaser, misha kane das, eno chaser klum. Person who acquires das isn't missing anything. And the lo kane ma kane. If he doesn't have das, then what else is he acquiring? Other things, but it doesn't make a difference. It's not helpful because it's not enough. Without das, you can't have anything. Okay, so Amar Rav Alexandre, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Ein Achola Omed Mechalyo, At Shemochalo, Achol Von Yosef. The Achola does not get up from being sick. He does not healed until all of his sins are forgiven. Shenamar Hasolech Lachol Avonaychi, Hayrofi Lachol Tachalu Alaychi. Because the pasuk puts these two things in order. And Hashem is the person, the one who forgives all sins, and he heals all sicknesses. So the implication being that once a person is healed, so it must be that they also had their sins forgiven. Rav Hamnuna Amar, Chozer L'mei Alumav. So Rav Hamnuna says, he goes back to Yemei Alumav, right? What does that mean? Look at the Mefarish, Chozer L'mei Alumav. The Nasa Ketinok, Shalo Tam Tam Chet. So again, it goes back to like the times of his infancy when he gets better. It's like born again, whatever you want to call it. Shneamar. Shneamar rutfash b'saro minoar yashu. Rutfash b'saro minoar. Is that the whole pasuk? Yashuv the male on lumav. That's part of the pasuk. No. So what does it mean? Rutfash. Yeah, what is it? Okay, good. So the Mefarsh says, "Klomar kishas ratuv upash." Right, rutpash. That's not a word we know very well in Hebrew. So ratuv upash. Right, kamo pru ru. Right, pushu v'sagu. Meaning the person's like skin goes back to being like soft like a baby. Something like that. Right. And they go back to being again. They go back to being like they're just born. Kol mishkavo hafachta b'chayo, right? And everything's like flipped around. Right? Kol seder hatsas limudo hamasudar lo nepach lo b'chayo mishkacho. So another pshat says Befarish that when a person gets sick, so they mess up their learning, and they forget their learning. That can happen also when they're sick. Amar Yosef Lomar de Mishkach Limuda, right? So Yosef says that means the person can forgets their learning when they become sick. Okay, if Yosef, so in order to tell stories about such a thing that happened, if Yosef Chalash, so Yosef got sick, I Akarle Limuda, so he got sick and he forgot his learning. Ahadre Abaye Kamei, so Abaye went and he sat and he chazered to the learning that he learned from Yosef. He did chazar of that learning in front of him. That's why you have places where throughout the Gemara where it says the Mishnah Shas quotes an Erevin like that, a few Gemaras in Erevin, Gemaras in Makos and Nida, where it says Amr of Yosef lo shmiya li hadash shmeitza, right? The times when Rav Yosef will say, "Oh, I never heard that," and Amr le Rabaya and Abaya will say back to him, "At Amrisa nihalon." What do you mean? You're the one who told it to us. Umehabas nisa Amrisa nihalon. Right, and we said it from you, basically. So basically, that's why you have a number of Gemaras like that, because that's actually what happened to Rav Yosef, that he got sick and he forgot his learning. Rabbi actually came back and restored it to him. Okay, ki hava gamir Rebbe Tlas Esrei Afei Hilchasa. Right, Rebbe would say over 13 different types of approaches or something to the Mishnah. Akmer le Rebbe Chiya shiva minon. So he told Rebbe Chiya seven of them. Okay, so what happened? Yeah, just the Mefarsh says tleisar ape hechaza shahaya shona limudo bi yudgim upon him. He would review his learning in 13 different ways. So whatever that means exactly. But the point is that he had 13 different ways of saying over Mishnayos, and he only told Rav Chiya seven of them. Okay, the sof chalash Rebbe. So at one point, so eventually Rebbe got sick. And ahad Rav Chiya kamei hanu shiva. So meaning he got sick and he lost his learning, and so Rav Chiya said, "No problem, I can teach you the seven ways you taught me." Right, but he was still stuck. What about the other six? Right, so ahad Rav Chiya kamei. Hanu shiva ape, the agmere. Shisa, but what about the other six? Azdu. So he didn't know the other six. So hava hahu tsara, there was a certain koves, a certain, person who did laundry. Hava shmiya leila rabbi, could have a garis lahu. So he would overhear Rabbi, reviewing his learning. So he learned it. So az rabbi chi hava gamar yason kame katsara. The Asiv Yahadar Yason Kame Rebbe. So Rabbi Chiya went and he learned the other six ways from this Koves. And then he went and he taught them back to Rebbe. Okay. So Kadhavi Chazi Le Rebbe Lahu Katsura. And Rebbe would see this Koves, this laundry, the guy who did laundry, who had basically restored his learning. Amale Rebbe Ata Asisa Osi. So he said to him, "You made me. You made me myself again, and you made Chiyah." Some say, Or you know, different but the same point. You remade Chia, and so Chia was able to remake me, basically. Okay. There was a story when I was a kid in school. There was a teacher in the school who was walked in on a burglary taking place in his own home. He walked into his house, and there was a person burglarizing his home, and the person beat him up very badly, and he had like serious deficiencies when he in the hospital. And one of the things that he lost his learning. And one of the principal of the school went and sat with him and learned with him again, and like restored a lot. It's like Vamrish, like this Gemara, like restored his learning. It was a very beautiful, beautiful story. Yeah. Okay, but Amr Alexandri, Amr Rechia Bar Abba. Alexandri says in Rechia Bar Abba, Gadol Neis Shenas Alachola Yosef in a Neis Shenas Alachanani Mishal Ve'Azaria. Wow. So Alexandri says in Rechia Bar Abba that a Neis happens when a Chola gets better is bigger than the Neis happened to Hanani Mishal Ve'Azaria. Hanani Mishal Ve'Azaria were thrown into a fiery furnace. They didn't die. That was pretty big Neis. So how is that bigger, that a person who gets better from being sick? Because Shachanani Mishal Ve'Azaria Eish Shahedio. Ve'akol Yechol Mechavosa. Because technically, the fires into which Hanani Mishal Ve'Azaria were thrown was just fire. So any person can put out a fire, right? That's not so complicated. Use a fire extinguisher. Use dust and dirt. Whatever you do, you put it out, right? In theory, a human being could have put that out. But anyone can do that. Vezu shalchola shal shemaimi. Right? But a person gets sick, chalila, that sometimes a person gets sick in a way that no one can figure it out and no one can fix it. Even with all of our technological advances today, sometimes that's even still true today, right? That there's some things that we can't control, and only Hashem can. Umiyachola chabosa, no one can put it out. Only a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the nace of Hashem healing someone who's sick, in a certain sense, is greater than the nace of Hanani Mishal Ve'Azaria. V'amr b'lakzandri amr chibar abba, v'amr la avr mishum levi. Kevin shigia kitzo sha'adam, once the time of a person's life comes, hakol moshon bo. So then, once the end arrives, any person can dominate them. Shnei Amar, Vaya kol motzi yargeni. Because Kayin says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anyone who finds me is going to kill me. The Mefarsh goes further. He says, HaKol motzi bo, lahamiso, afilu zvuv, afilu yatush. That even a tiny fly or a bug or whatever can kill the person once their time comes. Rav Amar, min hadin. So Rav Amar, I'll tell you a kavachomer from a pasuk. Kra li mishpatecha amdu hayom, ki hakol avadecha. Because the pasuk says that you come to judgment. You have come stand in judgment today because everyone is your servant. Right? It says mefarish the kevan shenishpat biyeshiva shamala hakol nasu avadav shakadosh baruch hu li parahemen. Once they made the decision in shamala, so then everybody becomes the avadim of Hashem in the sense that they're gonna be able to meet out whatever is coming to this person. Okay, Rabba Barshila Amru, Rabba Barshila Amrule Shachiv Gavra. Sorry, before Rabbi Barshila was about to die, yes?
Shachiv Gavra Gavo, a tall man died this way. Tell the story about the tall man.
Oh, the tall man died. Yeah, okay. So, Shachiv Gavra Gavor, right? There's a tall man who passed away. Havarachiv Girduna Zutra. He's riding on a small donkey or something. Preda Katana, yeah. Mata Titura Istvit Shadye. Because Shachiv. So what happened? So he was riding on a small donkey. He went under a bridge. The Mefarish says that the donkey got nervous, and he threw him off, and he died. So kari anafshei l'mishpatecha amdu hayom. So he said about this person. So he said, yeah, this same pasuk, right? Meaning the point being is like almost like a senseless death, like it's just like bizarre what happened, right? The point is, yeah, it was bizarre because the Baruch Shem decided it was a person's time. It's not random. The point is that once. It's an interesting way of explaining like a random type of death, right? The point being that when the Baruch Hashem has decided that the person's going to die, so then any type of random thing can cause the person to die. Okay. Fine. I think part of the story. Look at the Mefarish. He says, "Va'afu bisha prayed the nemucha v'ihu havei aruch." Right, even though the donkey was very short and he was very long, kolkach delo nafal elam me'at meis. Meaning, it took very very little for him to die. So he wasn't on some very high horse and a very small person. He was a large person on a small thing. You think he would be okay. The point is, it took very little to cause him to die. Okay, Shmuel Chazilahu, Krukisa de Ikriva, Yesiva al Akruksa. There's a scorpion that was sitting on a frog, the Avra Nara, and it passed across the river, which typically a scorpion doesn't swim. Right, so how did the swimmer get across the river? It only got across because it was stuck to the frog. So v'avra nara tarka gavra umaisa. Right, so it umais, and it, then when the swimmer got to the side, it stung a person and the person died. So kar yalei l'mishvatecha amdu hayom. Again, same thing, like bizarre, weird, strange thing to happen. And the point being that once a person's time has come, so then anything can do it. Amar Shmuel, it's fine. So now, back to a little bit of bigger cholam again. So Amar Shmuel, em revakem es achola el lami shechaltzaso chama. So we only visit a person. You should only be revakem achola if chaltzaso chama. That is,
he has fever.
Yes, if he has fever, the fever's gone away.
Wrapped fever.
He has wrapped fever. Got it. Thank you. You should only visit a person who's sick. Okay. Has fever. Lafuke, Maya, what are you coming to exclude? Lafuke, Hadatanya, Rabbi Yossi ben Parta, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Elazar, Eim Revakin, Lo Chol Meyayim, Velo Chol Ayayin, Velo Mechushe Harosh. Because there are three types of people you don't visit. You don't visit someone who has some type of stomach ailment, you don't visit someone who has a sickness in their eye, and not a person who has something hurting in their head. Okay, so meaning, but if they have fever, so that you can go. Okay, so Bishlam Achol Meyayim Yishub Kisuf. I understand why you can't visit someone who has stomach challenges because it's gonna be embarrassing for them. They're gonna maybe have to, they have to use the restroom and someone's standing there. It's like uncomfortable. So, person is Achol Meyayim. I understand why you don't go. You don't go to Mivakar Chola, right? This is the general rule. You don't go to Mivakar Chola for yourself. You go because it's good for the Chola, right? So if you're gonna go visit the Chola, it's gonna be embarrassing for them. Then you shouldn't go. So I understand Achol Meyayim. It's gonna be embarrassing for the person if you come in and they're having trouble. So that you shouldn't come. But why not someone who has something with their eye, something with their head? Mishum de Rav Yehuda Amarav. I'm sorry, Mishum de Rav Yehuda. Dam Rav Yehuda, Dibura Kashya Le'ena. Because Rav Yehuda says that talking is not good for the eye. Umale Le'ishta. What does that mean, Umale Le'ishta?
Beneficial for a fever.
It's what?
Good for a fever.
Good for a fever. Was it feed a cold, starve a fever? Right. Okay, so also. Talking is good for a fever also. Okay, but not for your eyes. If your eyes hurt, talking is not good. If you have a fever, it is good. Okay. Amar Rava, hai ishta ilav de parvanka de malcha de musa male kichizra. A person's, again, the fever, if it wasn't for the malacha maves, male kichizra ledikle. It's kemo rash. The mefarash says ha'ateid shemakif ha'dekel umagin leperos. Right, the prickly things on fruits on a palm tree or palm tree, which is healthy. Meaning there's a value to having the prickliness of the fruits on a palm tree because they get protected. Right, the animals don't come and eat it because it's protected. So the fever for a person who's sick is also like a protection. Okay. Fine. So chad the tlosen yumin v'chitirik yelagufa. Meaning it's almost like a healthy thing for a person once every 30 days to have a fever becomes a healthy thing. Okay. Good. Okay. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar lohi v'lo tiraika. He said, Rav Nachman says, no, I'm not interested. I don't want your protection. I'm not interested. Don't give me a fever. I don't want any of these things. Amar Rabba Bar Yonasan Amar Rav Yechiel Arsin Yafe Lachola. So arsin is healthy is good for a Yafe Lachola Refuah. So it's going to help him get better. So you might ask, so what's arsin? So Amar Rav Yonasan Chushla de Saare Atika. Deresh Nafia. Something with something to do with the barley something.
Old barley corns.
What is it?
Old barley corns.
Old barley corns from what?
Sifting process.
From the sifting process. So if in Smichas Chavah, you know what bracha to make on barley corns maybe, but not okay, whatever it is. That's good for a chola. Okay. Amra Baye. Bayan Bishula. Kein Bistra de Tura. So they need to be cooked like the meat of an ox. Okay, I mean you have to cook them a lot, I guess. Rav Yosef Amrei, Amar Smide Desare Atiksa Deresh Nafia. So Rav Yosef said, what does that mean?
Fine flour of the old barley corns at the beginning of the sifting process.
Fine flour?
Of the old barley corns.
Of the old barley corn at the beginning, okay, those are really good for you, okay? So I'm right by it, by and be shlok and bishlok. And by it also needs to be cooked like the flesh of an ox. I'm Yochanan, Bordam ein mevakrin, ve'ein maskirin shmo. So Bordam, for instance, Bordam, you do not want to go, you don't visit such a person, and you shouldn't even mention it. So Bordam, Bordas. The Mepharsh says Bordas, Shil shol gadol shiyotzei kol shah kamayana noveya she'ein lo shulayim v'yatzu mimenu kol amayim. It's a very bad type of diarrhea thing. It's very, like, really bad. Okay, you don't even mention his name. My time. I'm Rambalazar v'peishu kamayana noveya because it's just like flowing. Rambalazar lamanikar shmo burdam shehu kamayan hanoveya because it's like continuing flowing. I think some explains like it's like it's actually blood, whatever it is. But it's a lot going. The point is, you don't visit someone like that because that person's, again, it's going to be a very embarrassing thing. So you don't visit. Fine. So we'll stop here and we'll finish this up tomorrow.
I hear they use dysentery.